welcome to The Natural View. I'm Maggie Jacqua. I'm the content director of Whole Foods Magazine. And my co-host, as always, is Todd Pollio of 24 Stories Marketing. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Maggie.
All right. Well, we have a special guest today. We have Dr. Heather Hasenblas. She's the CEO of Wellness Discovery Labs, and that's a health and behavior research company. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about a topic that we all feel, just to some extent, so many people are dealing with, you know, sleep issues, mood, anxiety. So we're going to talk through some of the science there. We're going to learn about how magnesium can be a strategy to help, you know, offer support. But before we dive into that, Heather, can you just tell us a little bit about your background and your expertise in the area?
Sure. So I have a PhD in health psychology and health behavior. So over the course of my career, I've researched and lectured on how our behaviors, whether it's, you know, diet, our sleep, exercise, affects our mood and how we can do things from a behavioral standpoint to improve these. So I've looked at things like supplementation, for example. If you exercise, how does that affect your sleep? And then next day, you know, your productivity and your mood. So I've looked at all of these things over the course of, you know, the course of my career, finding that, you know, when we take a look at our overall health, really it comes down to oftentimes, you know, our behaviors, whether we smoke or not, how much we're sleeping and how much we're moving and what we're eating during the day plays a big part in how healthy we are.
That's great. I just want to, you know, before we dive into deeper discussion, do you guys remember maybe 10 years ago when you always had these people walking around being like, oh, I only need 3 hours of sleep. I get up at 4 o'clock and I do 18 emails. And then I, you know, and it was like this bragging rights thing. And I was guilty of being envious of those people, but could never do it. And I thought, man, how do I get to the next level with no sleep so I can get more done? And I'm so happy this conversation is changing right now. Sleep is so important, and there are so many things in our lives that are related to good sleep. So can you get into a little bit more about sleep, mood, and anxiety, and how those are all related?
Yeah, and they all are, and you're so right. You know, people get bragging rights, right? If they say, oh, well, I only need 4 hours of sleep and then I can get up and get all this work done. But honestly, they're going to be less productive. The science is kind of now caught up showing that sleep is really the cornerstone of our health and that most people are sleep deprived, meaning that they're getting, you know, an hour or two less of sleep than they really need. And that affects pretty much every system in the body. So if you're not getting enough sleep, and the way I tell people, an easy way to know if you're not getting enough sleep is, did you wake up this morning with an alarm? Because if you woke up with an alarm, it's telling you you didn't have enough sleep. And then what's going to happen is your mood is going to be affected because you won't be in as good a mood. You're going to be a little bit more anxious. You're probably going to, you know, be a little more kind of short-tempered with people. You're going to be less productive. You're going to have less daytime fatigue, or you're going to have more daytime fatigue, and you're probably going to eat worse because your body's just going to be craving kind of these sugary, you know, high carb types of foods. So it really affects, you know, everything. And people just think that, well, if I'm really busy, that's the one thing I can give up. Is my sleep, not realizing that it's going to affect them and they're going to be less productive and have less energy during the day. So it's really this vicious cycle because people aren't sleeping enough and their sleep quality really is not very good and it's affecting everything, you know, during the day. So most people, I would say we're looking at about 60% of people will report that they have poor sleep quality. And you're looking at really high numbers, like about 50% of people state that they experience like a lot of anxiety and stress during the day. So we really have this pandemic going on and they're all related. So if we can get people to be sleeping better, then we probably know that during the day, they're going to be in a better mood and they're going to be less anxious and they're going to be more productive. So it's really trying to change how people think about the importance of sleep and then what they can do to improve their sleep. Because a lot of people are trying to improve their sleep, but they're doing a lot of things that are not going to be very successful in the short term or the long term as well.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the things that people can do. Obviously, there are lifestyle strategies, and also you've conducted research on MagTeen. So you can tell us a little bit about what MagTeen is, and then we can get deeper into the science.
Yeah, so MagTeen it's a supplement. It's a magnesium supplement. And one of the importance of this is that most people are magnesium deficient, and they don't even realize it. And magnesium is so important for so many functions within our body, including anxiety and sleep. So what we did and what we were tasked to do is conduct a study on MagTeen to take a look and see if it really helped people sleep better. And if they were sleeping better, what happened to them during the day? And this is really important because a lot of supplements do not have science behind them, or do not have rigorous science, meaning kind of the higher quality science behind it to prove whether it really works or not, kind of to support the claims. So what we did is the highest standard type of study, we did a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. So I'll break that down, meaning that we had 80 people, and they had poor sleep quality, but they didn't have a sleep disorder. So that encompasses about 60% of people who will say, you know what, my sleep isn't great. I have what we call occasional sleeplessness. I want to sleep better, but I just don't know how. So we screened for these people. We randomized them. So some of them got the MagTeen supplement. Some of them got the placebo over the course of 3 weeks, and they didn't know which they got. The participants were blinded, and also the research team was blinded. And then over the course of the 3 weeks, every night, about an hour before bed, they took the magnesium supplement or the placebo. And what we did is we tracked their sleep behavior. We tracked their mood. We tracked their anxiety levels. We tracked their overall, what we call health-related quality of life. And we did that subjectively, but we also did it objectively. So that's really important. So we had all the participants also wear an Oura ring, which is a wearable device that is very accurate in tracking people's sleep and then their daytime activities. And what it tracks with their sleep, which is really quite fascinating, it'll track how long it takes people to fall asleep, then how long they spend in deep sleep, and in REM sleep, which is really important because that's really the most restorative type of sleep that we need. And that's where a lot of cognitive things happen and our memory becomes solidified and creativity occurs then, and overall sleep quality. So we've got these objective measures as well. And then during the day, we also got how active they were and how much vigorous activity they were doing. So we had all of these assessments. And then at the end of the study, what we do is we unblind the participants because they're always trying to guess, you know, whether they're in the MagTeen condition or the placebo. It's really quite interesting. And then at that point, then we go and we went and analyzed the data. And just to put it in perspective, I've done a lot of studies with supplements and some studies that purport to improve sleep, and many of them don't work, meaning that they really don't improve people's sleep or improve people's mood. But MagTeen did work, and we found from a statistically significant way that when people in the MagTeen group, when they were taking the magnesium supplement, not only did they report that they were sleeping better, and that they were having more of a restorative sleep, and that when they were waking up, they felt more awake, and that their behaviors right when they woke up were really good. Because, you know, sometimes when we wake up, we're groggy. It takes us a while to get moving. And this was also verified with the objective measure. So with the Oura ring, what was fascinating is we found that people in the MagTeen group were spending more time in deep sleep and REM sleep. And that's really important because, as I said, that is the most restorative part of our sleep where, cognitive things begin to happen, our memory becomes more solidified, creativity occurs. So this was all happening. And then what we were finding then during the day is that people had more energy and they were more active in the MagTeen group than the placebo group. They're reporting that they were less tired during the day, and that also that they were in a better mood, which is really good. So it's really quite fascinating because the study nicely showed that the people in the MagTeen group, not only were they sleeping better and they had better sleep quality, but they were in spending more time in that deep sleep. But then kind of the byproduct of that is that they're more productive during the day, and they're basically in a better mood. So it's really, really important, I think, for people to understand that, you know, a simple intervention like taking a magnesium supplement, you know, before you go to bed can have all of these positive effects. And the effects happened almost immediately, meaning that, you know, by the first week, what we were seeing were improvements in all of these outcomes, in the deep sleep and the mood, but it tended to get even better by week two, and then even better by week three. So there's kind of this cumulative effect that is occurring for people. So I really like these types of kind of interventions and ways for people to improve their overall health, because it's very simple, it's safe, it's non-pharmacological, and it's really easy for people to do. What we would tell our participants, you know, to increase adherence is, you know, put it beside, you know, put the supplement bottle beside something that you do, you know, an hour before you go to bed. And we would send them reminders to make sure that they were taking it as well. So it's really kind of this simple, you know, simple intervention for people. So that kind of summarizes what we found. And I want the listeners to know that these results are impressive, because you tend not to necessarily see such significant results when you're taking a look at a supplement, especially when you're doing the type of study that we did, which is a randomized double-blind trial, where yes, we have the typical placebo effect, meaning that people in the placebo group, yeah, they reported that their sleep did improve and their mood did improve, but the MAG team significantly outperform the placebo.
Great. So it's great to hear you did the science on this, and that, you know, you gave us a good description of the study and all the details. And I'm wondering if you could just take a minute and get into the science of MAGTEEN a little bit more. How is it able to, you know, address sleep, mood, and anxiety issues from a science standpoint?
Yeah. And this is a really good point, because not all magnesium is created equal. And it's just like really any type of supplement. And, you know, consumers need to be aware that there's, you know, high quality supplements and then some that are not so high quality. And you think that every magnesium that you buy is going to be the same, but, you know, it's really important for consumers to understand and get a certain, you know, get the right type of magnesium. Because in general, you know, when we group together all the research that has been done, for example, on magnesium and sleep and magnesium and anxiety, yeah, you do see a positive effect, but there's low quality research. And oftentimes the magnesium may not be bioavailable, meaning that it doesn't kind of get into the bloodstream. So this is a significant shortcoming with magnesium supplements in general. Now, MAGTEEN is a very specific type of magnesium that has been shown in both animal models and in humans to be bioavailable, meaning it's getting into the systems in the body where it needs to actually be. And that's why you're seeing these significant types of results. So I think for the consumer, it's important for them to know that, yes, this study looked at magnesium, but it was a specific type of magnesium that comes in the trade name of MAGTEEN that had these positive effects. So if you're going to go and just buy any type of magnesium, you might not see these same types of effects. So I think that's really important. And magnesium, it's an abundant mineral in our body. We need it. Most people are deficient in magnesium. So that's why you're beginning to see these positive effects. I think it's upwards of, you know, 50 to 60% of people are deprived of it.
And I mean, you raised such a good point. I mean, magnesium, it's such a broad, you know, a consumer just thinks, oh, magnesium, good. Any tips for we have a lot of retailers who'll be watching this, natural products retailers, on, you know, how they can help educate the consumer who comes in about the differences and what they really need to be looking for and how they can identify what they need?
Yeah, I think, you know, it comes down to what are people's health, you know, health issues. What are their goals? And when we take a look at it, most people are magnesium deficient. most people have poor, you know, have poor sleep quality. So it kind of makes sense to kind of merge, you know, merge these two together. And I think that's really, really important. And a lot of magnesium has what we call poor bioavailability, meaning that it's not going in the body where it needs to, and then it fails to elevate brain magnesium levels. So interestingly, and I think it's really important, for something like MagTeam magnesium, has several studies that have been done on it, not just the study that we did, but there's been studies also showing that it has cognitive effects, improving people's memory and their ability to focus and attend to stuff. And also some other studies showing that it's reducing people's daytime, you know, anxiety as well, which is really important. And it's important for people to know that what we say is replication lies at the heart of science. And these studies, they need to be replicated. And I think it's really important when you see this specific type of magnesium, MagTeam, has several studies showing that it has positive health effects in a variety of different outcomes.
Yeah, and if I understand right, there's some benefits on other trending topics. I think esports, kind of the whole mental, physical performance. Can you talk about some of the other outcomes that you've seen in the research?
Yeah, so it's interesting you talk about esports, and for those people that don't know, that's basically playing video games, which is extremely popular, especially with youth and young adults. And that's a situation, right, where typically requires a lot of focus, it requires a lot of attention, and there's also, you know, a little bit of stress and anxiety sometimes that can go on with that. So what you have is a situation right now where some research is taking a look at, okay, what are some ways that we can improve, you know, these esports, you know, the gaming, so that people are able to focus longer and then potentially get some, you know, some more positive outcomes from it. So that's where something like, you know, taking a look at supplementation such as magnesium is probably going to make a lot of sense. Or in sports situations such as, for example, golf, where it requires a lot of activity, a golf match can take, you know, up to 3-4 hours. And it's a situation where you want to keep your anxiety and stress down, but it requires an extreme amount of focus and attention as well. So here are some natural ways, for example, with magnesium, where in the MagTeam, to see, you know, does it actually improve not only people's performance, but their ability to focus, and then reducing their overall anxiety. And I think we can see an effect too with, with students who are typically sleep deprived, but they also then need to focus and need to concentrate and attend and work on their memory for their classes. So I think that you can see a lot of applications in a lot of different populations. We do know with with the magnesium, it has been looked at in some of what we call some more higher anxiety populations, like people who just state, you know, I experience a lot of anxiety, or women who suffer from like PMS, for example, or post-traumatic stress disorder, and we're beginning to see some positive effects as well. So it's really widespread. When we think about how most of us aren't getting enough sleep, it's affecting, you know, our attention, and we know that MagTeam can help not only with sleep quality, but also with those cognitive abilities. It's kind of a win-win for people, and a simple intervention that people can do to try to improve these health outcomes.
Is there anything else that we, you know, as we're talking about the study, any other findings that we should talk about?
You know, we did find, and I think it's important when we take a look at, you know, the improvements in people's, you know, activity level and their energy also during the day. But we were finding specifically some positive mood effects, meaning that people were reporting not only less tension and anxiety, but they were reporting more vigor, which is equated kind of to having like energy and concentration during the day. And they were reporting less negative moods, such as feeling, you know, depressed and in a bad mood and blue and down in the dumps. So I think those are really important. And then, you know, from taking a look at like a health related quality of life, which is kind of this umbrella term that we use for people's overall quality of life, they're reporting that more of their days were healthy and they felt vibrant and full of energy.
That's so terrific. I need to go get this right now. But before I do that, let's talk about the science. I mean, you talked about just the standard of quality that this research that you conducted, you know, the high level of it, and how sometimes, you know, in the supplement world, there's research being done, but it might not be very vigorous. It might not be to a high level. So I just want to talk about, you know, what as industry B2B audience that we have here, what, you know, a shortcut, I guess, is looking for branded ingredients from companies that you really trust, but what other kind of parameters do you put on to gauge how quality the study is to make sure that we're really looking at something that the right work has been put into it?
Yeah, I think it's important. There's several things that you can look at, and science can be complex, but I think it's important to have a what we call a third party independent you know, group, first of all, doing the studies, and then hopefully then the study will then become published within what we call a peer-reviewed scientific journal, which is really important because then it goes through the rigor of other scientists taking a look at the quality of the study and saying, okay, this is a good study and we're going to have it published. And then it becomes open and public to anybody who wants to read it. So I think for the consumer, if you want to, you know, purchase a certain type of supplement, go to the company's website and take a look at the science that they have and see if they have actually studied their specific supplement, because that's really important, because oftentimes supplements will pull from other studies that have been done and make generalizations specifically towards those. And it's not necessarily that is bad, because research can be really expensive. And I think that's a really good starting point, but also it's important for companies to have science done on their specific supplements and the ingredients, you know, and the ingredients in that, so that they can make strong statements that way. And there's many different types or kind of levels of research that can be done. And, you know, an observational study, those are still really important and they play a role, but ultimately you want to be taking a look at, does the study have the company have the rigor of, let's say, a randomized, you know, double blind controlled trial showing whether it works or not? Because in the research world, that's considered the gold standard for a research study.
Yeah, such important advice for companies, not just as we're talking about magnesium and magnesium, but really any supplement. I mean, it's just the standard that everyone should be striving for. So important information. I'm wondering, so if we've talked a lot about the study, let's talk about the future a little bit. You know, where do you see the clinical program for magnesium going in the future? Where should it be focused?
You know, it's a good question. And I think, you know, with having so the population having so many sleep issues, you know, and mood issues and concentration issues, right? Our attention span really has decreased over the last couple of decades. And we see this really with, you know, with students in particular, that there are, I think, very specific populations that can be looked at that could be really beneficial. I would love to see this looked at with students in kind of academic types of settings to see not only how it helps with their sleep, but then their ability to perform in school, which I think is really important. And as we continue on, I mean, esports and gaming is a huge, huge area, and it's going to continue to grow. And it would be great to see within these kind of very specific situations, the role that, you know, taking a supplement can have, such as magnesium and magnesium before and after, let's say someone plays a video game for an hour, what actually happens? Or in kind of these more, I love the more practical and everyday situations, like when you're out, you know, when you're out golfing and playing a sport or playing tennis. I think of pickleball, which is completely taken off, which requires ability to focus and to pay attention to see, you know, does this simple, you know, intervention help? So I really do feel there's a lot of groups that can be looked at to see if it has beneficial effects.
Yeah, just one quick follow-up. You know, with the school, you know, the whole discussion about concentrating in school, especially at the high school and college age, I mean, there's a scary side to that with students turning to other things to try to gain concentration. And there's, you know, there's a bit of a epidemic going on within schools. And I think that message, getting it out there that there, you know, turning to a natural product, turning to something that can really help in a healthy way is just such an important message to get out to folks, especially that age group.
Yeah, I can't agree because our health behaviors track. And what I mean by that is if you establish good health habits when you're young, it tends to track with you and stay with you over your life. So if we can get, you know, our youth on the right health track, then it's probably gonna stick with them. And I always like to say, let's take a look at our behaviors first and try to change those. And things like, you know, turning off your screen an hour or two before you go to bed and having a really good nighttime routine and sleeping in a cool, dark environment. We know that all of these things help with sleep, but also, you know, we now know that taking, you know, a magnesium supplement also and a magnesium supplement helps with sleep. And then the byproduct, right, is improved performance during the day, which is something I think critical for our youth.
As you were saying that, it just occurs to me, you were talking about how the benefits in the study, you found the cumulative benefits over time. And I think we all know what we need to do. We've all heard about, you know, powering down the screen and, you know, not drinking. We all know the things that we should be doing for better sleep hygiene and we don't do them. So, but it seems like we can have this helping hand that helps us get the better sleep and then we're feeling better and then we're living the better lifestyle habits. And it all just is this positive feedback loop, which, hey, we need this.
Right, exactly. You bring up a great point that our health behaviors tend to track, right? So if you think about it, you know, people who sleep well, they tend to be more active during the day and they tend to be more productive, and these all go together. So if we can begin right to start with, you know, one thing, let's say it's the sleep, and improve that, then the byproduct is going to occur during the day. But We're human. It's difficult for us, right, to stick to our health behaviors. Think about New Year's. How many people set New Year's resolutions? The top ones are typically they want to improve, you know, their sleep, something related to their weight, and usually exercise. You know, exercise more tend to be the top three that continually come up. But we're not very successful at sticking with it. Usually by the middle of January, most people have stopped with their New Year's resolutions and they feel like a failure. And then they say, well, I'm not going to start again until, you know, January 2024. And that's not the right way to do it, because it does take a while for habits to form. On average, it takes people about 2 months for something to become a habit. So what I encourage people to do is don't try to change absolutely everything in your health and try to improve everything. Start with one thing and work on that and then begin to build, because you'll probably begin to feel better and you'll feel successful. And it can be, you know, if you want to improve your sleep, then yeah, take magnesium. It's a simple thing to do. It really doesn't take much time to do it. And then give it a little bit of time, because what we have seen in our studies is, as we've talked about, that building effect, that yes, by week one, there's positive effects, but by week three, there's even more positive effects. And what I tell people is, you know what, if you miss a day or two of taking the supplement, or even three, that's okay. Don't just say, forget it, I'm not going to do it anymore. Just pick back up and start taking it again, right, you know, right away. And our study that we did, it was something that we were on our participants and following up with them and making sure and sending them reminders about taking the supplement. We had about a 98% adherence rate, meaning that they were taking the supplement. And I think what's really important also is that nobody in the study reported what we call adverse events, meaning that nobody said that taking this magnesium, I didn't feel good, I was nauseous, I had a headache, you know, nothing like that. So it really was a very safe, easy, and effective intervention for people to do.
So so to wrap up, I mean, we've covered a lot of the science. Are there any other key points, key takeaways you want to leave us with?
You know, just, you know, for people, most people want to improve, you know, improve their health some way. And we fail oftentimes to realize, you know, the importance of our sleep and how it affects so many other things. So I really encourage people to take a look at your sleep. I challenge you guys to try to wake up, you know, without an alarm, and try a simple intervention like a supplement such as magnesium, because we found in our studies, and there's other studies as well, building upon it, showing positive health effects associated with it.
That's great. That's great. So as we look at brands and folks who might want to start formulating with magnesium, how should they get more information?
They can go to the website, and it has a whole host of information, and it has the research studies, you know, the research studies up there where they can get, you know, more specific information on, you know, on the supplement and, you know, kind of some of the frequently asked questions that oftentimes, you know, people will have, you know, about it.
Great. Yeah. And they can connect through AIDP, and we'll get a link up there so people can access and learn more about that. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to join us and get us up to speed on this.
Really interesting information.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I think it's important. Science is really at the heart of what we need for our overall health. And if people can get, you know, and start to do things that are science-based for their health, I think it's really, really important.
And sleep, plenty of sleep, right?
Exactly. Can't,
yes. By yes.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much.